Welcome to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life podcast with Delaine ND, the podcast for people looking to correct chronic illnesses such as diabetes through lifestyle change. I'm Dr. Delaine Vaughn. As a physician, I see many patients who are ill because of lifestyle decisions such as food choices. Typically, diseases such as diabetes are managed with pills or injections. This approach creates a vicious, expensive, and unhealthy cycle of medication and then more medication to address the negative side effects. As a physician and a life coach, I work with clients to resolve their diseases, get off their medications, and live a naturally healthy life. If you don't like the healthcare system in America, I recommend you use less of it by being naturally healthy. So if you feel there has to be a better, more natural way to live a healthy life, you are in the right place.
Hello and welcome to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life with Delaine MD podcast. I am Dr. Delaine Vaughn, the host of the podcast. If it's your first time here, I'm glad to have you here. Welcome. If you're coming back, thanks so much for spending this time with me today and listening to the podcast. So I know my podcasts have been a little windy lately. I've been going longer than I usually have, and today's no different. This is probably going to be a long one. But I think it's a really, really important one, and it's a powerful tool to really help you learn to live your naturally healthy life. So it is spring in Kansas, which means the windows to my house are all open and airing out the house from a long winter. That also means you might hear dogs barking or birds or lawnmowers or just straight Kansas wind. As I record the podcast, I hope it's not going to be too distracting for anyone. So all right, let's dive on into it. Today, we are going to talk about thought errors and kind of how I use this with clients to help them realize kind of why they're struggling to really reach their goals, their health goals. So thought errors are beliefs or thoughts that we tell ourselves that seem like they're unquestionable, they're unshakable, they're always true, they're irrefutable, they're undeniable, they're indisputable truths. However, what I have found is there are very few things that are irrefutable truths out there. Like maybe gravity's an unquestionable truth, but really even gravity can be overcome, right? And maybe the sun coming up every morning is arguably an indisputable truth. However, for anybody who died yesterday, the sun didn't come up this morning. And if you listen to astrophysicists, they will tell us that even someday our sun will burn out. So maybe even that's a disputable truth, right? So here's the thing. I'm not really interested in getting you to believe that gravity is fallible or that the sun's not coming up tomorrow. That's not really my goal here. What I am interested in helping you do and helping my clients do is question their long-held beliefs about themselves that are not serving their health goals. So some of my personal examples that I struggled with when I was first starting this work were things like, I don't want it bad enough. And honestly, that story that I've told myself for many, many years has been something I've struggled with even after I implemented many of these tools that I teach my clients to help them live naturally healthy lives. I still struggled with this for a long time. Or something similar, I want M&Ms or maybe Snickers or Twix or Twizzlers or chips or pizza or fries or burgers, you name it, whatever it is, but I want that food more than I want my goal. Or another story that I told myself is I'm not fun if I can't eat just anything, anytime, all the time, all that I want. Then I won't be that fun of a person to be around. So examples that I get from my clients, I don't like any vegetables. I don't like any vegetables. There's literally no vegetables out there that I can find that I like. And I know I have to start eating more vegetables if I'm going to reverse my diabetes. So I just can't do it. Or another story, I just can't figure it out. It's too hard. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do nutritional ketosis. How would I ever do intermittent fasting? I just can't figure it out. Or something like, it's too hard for me to do it differently. I've been doing it this way all of my life. I don't know any other way, and I can't figure it out because it's too hard. Or my family or my husband won't like if I make different foods for mealtimes, so I can't do it because they won't like eating differently. Or the other one, a big one that I hear, it's too big of a sacrifice. I just can't let go of those things. It's too much to let go of. Or I don't have the time to focus on it right now. I'm a very, very busy person. I have a very, very busy thing going on in my life. Maybe you're getting married. Maybe you're getting divorced. Maybe your kids are going to college. Maybe your kids are getting married. Maybe you have a busy business and you're just too busy. You don't have the time to focus on living a naturally healthy life right now. Or similar, I'm too busy to try something new. I'm barely getting by on doing what I'm doing right now, and I just can't figure out something new. So all of these are stories that people have told me, or current clients do tell me even right now, that keep them from living their naturally healthy life. And here's the thing, all of these beliefs about yourself are exhausting to you, and they keep you stuck being sick. Yeah, you're sick and tired, but you're also sick with health problems like diabetes and obesity. So to try to clarify a little bit more about thoughts and the importance of thoughts and our results, I want to talk to you a little bit about a concept that was talked to me by a coach, Brenda Lomelli, about how we get results. There is a structure to results. She calls this the anatomy of results. So the anatomy of results looks like we have beliefs or thoughts that lead to feelings, which drive actions that give us results. Does this sound familiar to you? If you've ever listened to my podcast about thoughts and thought models, this is the thought model that I teach and use with my clients. So when my thought was, I don't want it bad enough, I would feel defeated. When I felt defeated, I would give up and I'd go eat pizza or binge on candies and then add chips because why not? I just had all the candy and I'm giving up. And of course, sure enough, my result was I totally didn't want it bad enough. If your belief is there aren't any veggies that I like and I'll have to eat veggies to reverse my diabetes, therefore I'm not going to ever be able to reverse my diabetes, your feeling might be trapped or maybe stuck or maybe even defeated. Whatever your feeling is, more than likely it feels badly because you have a desire to reverse your diabetes, but you're telling yourself you can't do it because you can't figure out what vegetables you like. Because most of us who are listening to this podcast, we have health problems related to the things that we eat. We have made the habit of eating things when we're feeling badly so that we can feel better. So I'm going to jump out on a limb here and say that when you're feeling badly because you're feeling trapped or stuck or defeated, that you are going to turn to food, right? That's why we're listening to this podcast. That's why you're here, is because you've struggled with this all your life. And of course, when you then go and eat all the foods that you know you're not supposed to eat because it makes your diabetes worse, of course, you get the result that you can't figure out anything to do, any veggies that are going to satisfy you because you've just eaten all the junk food that satisfies you, and you're never going to be able to reverse your type 2 diabetes, right? You're reinforcing your love for those foods, and you're never venturing out to experience any new foods, how you might like some veggies. So you're keeping yourself diabetic and sick and stuck. So these thought errors, let's talk about this, because that's what these really are, right? These are all thought errors. We don't have to believe this way, and none of it's actually true, but we believe these stories are infallible truths, like the sun coming up or gravity, right? But the fact is they're not. These are stories, beliefs, thoughts, whatever you want to call them, we have are just thought errors. They're the things that we've told ourselves, and then we get the results from believing them. And then we feel like there's no other choice. We feel like there's no other option. We've told ourselves it so frequently that we believe that it's the only thing. So I want to give you some analogies of how thought errors work that aren't related to your food, or even how computing errors work. It's not always thought errors, like things that we're creating, but this is just errors that occur in life, right? There are errors that occur in life. We see this with science all the time, right? There are DNA errors, there are DNA replication errors that lead to some disease state. This is what happens with cancer. It's what happens with a number of different diseases in the human existence, right? It's not that the DNA is bad. It's not that it's malicious and trying to kill everybody. It just happens. It's just what it is, right? Other times that we see this, computer errors, right? When the program has an error and needs to shut down, there's some bug in it or whatever, and it fixes itself, but you have to shut the program down, right? It's annoying to me, but obviously computer programmers are like, no, this is just part of the deal. This is just a computer error. When another great example as a human being, when the new year comes, right? January through February, I find that I write the wrong year every time I write down the date. I don't beat myself up. There's nothing wrong. I'm not stupid. It's just a new year, and I'm in an old habit of writing a different year down, and I have to get in the new habit of writing a different year. Nothing's wrong. Errors happen. Nothing's gone wrong. It's just an error, and it needs correction. So examples from when I started learning these tools and implementing these tools in my life that changed the way I live and the way I eat. So I had the belief, I really had the belief, and anybody who knows me personally, they know that this was real. I had a belief that I needed Diet Coke, that I loved Diet Coke. For those of you who don't know, I have really had a problem with Diet Coke. It's so funny. People will come, clients will come to me, they'll be like, I have a soda problem. And then they'll confess, feeling horribly ashamed that they drink 3 to 4 sodas a day. And then I tell them about real problems with Diet Coke, like the problem that I had with Diet Coke. I drank at least a 12 pack of soda per day. And then frequently on top of that 12 pack each day, I would also have 1 to 3, either the tall boy sodas that you could get at the gas station, or a 32-ounce fountain drink from somewhere. I had a real problem. I drank a ton of Diet Coke. And I used to always tell myself, well, I've yet to see, I work in a hospital and I've yet to see anybody die of Diet Coke related illnesses. So this is fine. I'm okay. But the other story I also told myself, which is probably more key to the change that I inevitably made, was when I see that Diet Coke is a problem, i.e., when I see that Diet Coke was causing me to gain weight, then I'll stop. I know I will. And it's so interesting. That's exactly what happened. One, I had the first belief, which was no one's dying of Diet Coke related illnesses. That allowed me to justify my heavy Diet Coke use. But when I saw the science behind why Diet Coke was a problem, I stopped drinking it without any issue. It was gone within, I think, 6 weeks. I was done. There was no more Diet Coke. So this is the power of your beliefs. This is the power of those stories that you tell yourself. So do I ever drink Diet Cokes anymore? Yeah, sometimes I'll have a Diet Coke, but we're talking about maybe 3 or 4 a year, maybe less. I don't know. The point is, I certainly do not drink Diet Coke on a regular basis anymore. It's a very rare thing. This is the power of the thoughts, of your beliefs, of the things, the stories that we tell ourselves. Other examples of thought errors that people will tell me, I can't live without X, fill it in, fill in the blank. I can't live without chips. I can't live without candy. I can't live without Diet Coke, whatever it might be. Or I don't care about my goals, or I can't do it, or I don't want to do it. All of these seem very real. We feel like we're just reporting the facts. I don't want to do it. That's a decision, for goodness sakes. If I make the decision that I don't want to do it, I don't have to do it. It seems like I've just decided not to do it. But even this is a thought. This is not set in stone. This is not an irrefutable truth. Seriously, look at how many other decisions you make and that you've gone back on in your past. When you've joined a gym and decided, I'm going to go to the gym every day, but then you don't. Or you've started a diet and you've decided you're going to do it and then you give up on it. Or how many meals have we prepped in our past because they were healthy and they were good for us? And then we got to work and we changed our mind and ate the donuts or the taco bar that was brought in by somebody, right? We do this all the time. We tell ourselves, no, it's a decision. I just don't want to do it. But the fact is, that doesn't make it set in stone. So, how do you know when something is a thought error? So, this is a great question to really spend some time. Really, this requires you to figure out what you truly want. What is in alignment with who you are? I call a thought error something that does not align with our greater goals. We all have greater goals that come from a part of our consciousness, a part of who we are that I call our essential self. The essential self is actually a concept that I learned about from I believe she's a sociologist, but her name is Martha Beck. You can check out her work, but she talks about the essential self being that part of us that is not masked by social constructs. So it's the part of you that if you could be anything in the world, you'd be a ballerina or you'd be a firefighter or whatever that is that feels like your true calling. But you have social constructs of needing to make a certain income or whatever that might be that masks that calling. So you don't act out on that calling because you have beliefs and constructs about what you should be doing. So I don't know what your essential self is driving you to do for a career, but if you're listening to this podcast, my suspicion is your essential self is driving you to live a naturally healthy life, to be fit without medications. Your essential self believes that you can live that way. So when you have thoughts that don't align with that goal of your essential self, that's a thought error. That's how you know it's a thought error. So let's talk about a little bit about where these really become to be, why they're really a problem, where we start to see these thought errors become huge problems in our life. First, thought errors are exhausting. You make your goal to have your naturally healthy life, to live healthy, to start eating right, to get off your meds. You get prepared to achieve that goal. You go to the grocery store, you buy food, you get new measuring cups, you get no new knives to cut up your veggies, whatever it is. And then It gets hard. Maybe the first time you work through the hard part, but you start telling yourself the old thoughts of, I just hate vegetables, or this is too hard, I can't figure it out. And then maybe you work through the first hard time, but by the second or the third hard time, you feel like it's just too much and you can't do it. I was right. This is too hard. I don't know how to do it. You feel defeated and you quit. That whole process is exhausting. It is exhausting to continue to want something that you will not allow yourself to have. It is exhausting. So that's the first problem with thought errors. The second problem is they cost us our health. Instead of following through with your goal and living your naturally healthy life, you quit, you continue to be sick with diabetes, you continue on medications, you continue to poke your finger multiple times a day, you feel ill, you literally cut off years of your life. And that's the other thing that it costs us, right? It costs us our life. Yes, it cuts years. These thought errors will literally cut years off of your life and possibly decades off of your life, because most people with diabetes die substantially earlier than people who don't have diabetes. People who don't have diabetes tend to live longer. That's real. But the other part of our quote-unquote life that these thought errors cost us is how much time we spend dealing with the emotional fallout of believing these thought errors, right? That exhaustion, that I just want to go to bed early. I'm just so exhausted with the fight. The relationships that you don't invest in or you can't invest in because you're feeling exhausted and defeated and disappointed in yourself. It costs you, these thought errors cost you the robustness that life has to offer. And among all of this, these thought errors also cost you money. Money you spend on supplies for your glucometer, money you spend on medications, money you spend going to the doctors and paying co-payments for your doctor's visits, money you waste on gym memberships because you join the gym in order to learn how to get fit and healthy, but then you don't go because you give up, money you waste on food prep programs because if you buy the food, if you pay the prep fee, the program for, or the fee for somebody to prep your food, that's going to quote unquote force you to eat healthy, force you to eat correctly, but then you don't follow through and you quit. All sorts of financial resources are wasted on trying to do something different, trying to do something that to make you healthy from a place of believing that there's no other way that you can do it, right? From this place of believing that it's just too hard, that I can't do it, that I don't want to do it, that I am not wanting to make the sacrifice. All of those thought errors lead to so many wasted resources. So how do we change it? Well, the first step in changing this is to stop telling yourself the crappy thought, right? I heard a coach once say, stop telling yourself those shitty thoughts, right? And that's really it. You stop telling yourself the thought error, stop believing it, recognizing for what it is. When those thoughts come up, you just recognize, oh, this is one of those thought errors. Nothing's gone wrong. It's a glitch in my mind. It's just like in January when I write the year before instead of the new year. You don't fall apart in January, right? When you're still writing 2019 instead of 2020, you don't get upset. You don't stop. You don't just decide, oh my God, I'm never going to write the date again. This is ridiculous. I'm never going to figure it out, right? You don't do that. You scratch it out, you move on, you write it correctly. So, what if it were this way with your thought errors and learning to find thoughts that are serving your goals? This is what I had to do, right? My thought, I don't want it bad enough. It seemed very real. Like I just decided I didn't want it bad enough. I get to decide what I want and what I don't want, so I must not want it bad enough. But I did. Here's the deal. I did want it bad enough. I totally wanted it bad enough because I kept coming back to the goal. I paid many, many thousands of dollars to different coaches to help reach my goal, right? I paid money. I kept coming back to it. I kept setting plans. I totally wanted it bad enough. I totally had proof that I did want it bad enough, and I kept wanting it. Then I realized that I don't want it bad enough is obviously not true, and it's just a thought error. I don't have to keep acting from that thought. When this thought floats into my mind, into my brain these days, and it totally does on occasion, I just remind myself that's totally a thought error, just like when I wrote 2019 instead of 2020. Nothing's wrong. It's a little error. That's all it is. So that's how we fix it. That's how we change it. This, of course, is what I do with coaching. Of course, if you're exhausted with all of these thoughts that come through your mind and you're ready to get started on eliminating them and learning how to live that naturally healthy life, this is what I do in my program. This is what I do with my clients. If you're interested, you can find me on Facebook by searching Delaine MD. You can go to my website, DelaineMD.com, or you can send an email to Delaine@DelaineMD.com to learn how to let go of this exhaustion, to learn how to let go of these thought errors and get unstuck from your current way of living. I hope you guys found this helpful. I will be back next week. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. Also, leave me a review. If you want to resolve your diabetes naturally without any pills or injections, I can help you. Visit DelaineMD.com for more information. Click on the Work With Me tab, send me a message, and we can set up a mini coaching session. You guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.